Blog Talk Radio.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
As we close in on well towards 1,000 live 3-hour episodes of this very Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, I have to say, when I created the Hair Radio Morning Show, which was designed to be kind of like a Steve Harvey-ish radio, Tom Joyner type radio show, I really had no idea that it would go on and on and on quite this long. It was back in probably about 2014 when I first had the idea to take the Hair Radio Show, which had already broadcast on terrestrial AM and FM radio, as well as its own internet channel, in the early 2000s, and I wanted to bring it back, as I had, but it had been on other platforms. So I brought it to Black Talk and decided that it would be something I would try. And I really fell in love with the idea of being able to do a morning show for 3 hours each day, kind of like what I grew up on in Philadelphia, listening with my whole family to the Mary Mason radio show each morning. And that's what I wanted to give, a version of that, in which we could have fun each morning. It would be early. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time. Very, very early in the morning. Still dark outside. It was freezing cold when I started the program. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help everybody wake up and have something positive and fun and, you know, connected. Somebody's on with you live going through life each morning. And that's what I want it to be. And that's what the show has represented and what it means to so many folks who each morning, the first thing they do, they program our radio telephone number, our contact 516 number. Literally, they program it into their cell phones. And when they wake up each morning, as you guys know, we say wake up and be awesome. That's correct. We want you to wake up, hit that one programmed contact button on your cell phone. We know it's right there at your head. And literally connect with our live radio broadcast. It's been a great rewarding time each day to put this together for folks, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's great. So we love it. We will continue to bring you the broadcast, God willing, and continue to improve it. And I'm excited. And that the reason that we get that question all the time, why so early in the morning? And again, it's just we want it to be a part of you. Creating your day. For the most part, you turn on your TV as soon as you wake up, and it's kind of a deluge of just, you know, real chaotic type stories and things that, to me, it doesn't lend itself to getting your day started in the most productive way. I think surrounding yourself with positive energy, folks who absolutely love that you have joined them, and listening to great music and sharing great stories, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. It really is. And we couldn't have made it this far without you, our amazing fans. So I'm Carrie Hines, and we've gone this far. Let's keep it going.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good
morning. Yes, how are
good
you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you?
Doing just fantastic. Well, listen, let
awesome.
Us kind of jump in on this, because this is something that I noticed recently. I'm kind of been in this mindset, Nicole Marie, about Black theater. Black theater,
all right.
If you will. Yes.
Yes.
You know, because I've grown up here, you know, I live in New York City. We have Broadway. I've been to many Broadway
yes,
shows.
Famous Broadway, yes.
Yeah, but it kind of started back when I was a kid. I always used to be very much wanting to write plays, and I even tried out for the School of the Performing Arts, high school and all that kind of stuff, like the kind of show that the TV show Fame was based on.
I'll fill you in on my audition
and all that another time. But let me just tell you this. I was always influenced by what we have contributed, being African-American, the landscape of theater. And I had no idea about this. I had just uncovered a fact that I was really surprised about. And you guys, you may know some of this already. You may have seen the play out there yourself. But there was a play that I went to called Mama, I Wanna Sing. And and it was by a lady, I want to say Vi Hickinson, I think her name is.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just an incredible. It was about her actual sister, I didn't even know this, was a real performer, a singer named Doris Troy. And I just happened to be watching TV the other day, and I saw Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. on a commercial promoting some classic songs. And one of those was the big hit by the singer Doris Troy. So I said, Doris Troy, I remember that name from the play Mama, I Wanna
Sing. The
musical,
right.
Yeah, the musical. And I said, let me just Google Doris Troy and see who is Doris Troy. And as it turns out, I had no idea that she sang with none other than Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dee Dee Warwick. Can you believe that, Nicole Marie?
Wow.
So that
I certainly did not know that, right.
Yeah, four incredible singers. Now, of the four, can you guess which two I've interviewed? Thought I'd get you on that one.
Dionne Warwick. And hold on.
Okay, let me just recap it for you guys out there. Okay, so we're talking about Doris Troy, who I just found out is performed with Dionne Warwick, Sissy Houston, and Dionne's sister Dee Dee Warwick. So that was very, very interesting. So of those four, I interviewed. Two of them have been on our show over the years. Okay. Now, with that in mind, let me also say this. Two of them have gone on. So, okay. You give up. Let me just take out your misery. All right. Well, first of all, let me just tell you, I was just blown away to discover that Doris Troy first of all, I recognized her big hit record that you guys can easily Google up, and I have to get it and put it on here. But I was just blown away that, that I knew the song without ever making the connection that was Doris Troy singing it, even though I had gone I'd gone to see it as a child. Again, Mama, I Wanna Sing. And so that was the big connection that I had. And I said the big revelation. But then to realize that she had been one of the singers that sang with Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick and Sissy Houston. You know, they're all related, the three of them.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. Okay, now let me tell you. So all that to say, I love Black theater. It also reminded me of the incredible work of a gentleman who was also on our show, the one and only Shelley Garrett. Now, we lost him a few years back, but Shelley has made just a huge impact on me as well. And I had a chance to go and meet Shelley Garrett and his lovely wife, Doris, and she's been on our show as well. And we've just been able to make some amazing connections and have some incredible artists to chat with and to introduce to everybody. So it's been incredible.
Wonderful.
Correct? Yeah.
Wonderful.
So now, back to the Doris Troy story here. So as it turns out, the answer to the trivia is that of the four, again, Dionne Warwick, Dee Dee Warwick, Sissy Houston. Now, again, Sissy Houston is the mother, of course, of Whitney Houston, just so the folks know.
Right.
And of course, Doris Troy, this incredible play was based on Mama, I Want to Sing. And it really, the story came to life because the sister, who was a New York City DJ that we all know here, I remember her very well, brought this story to life. Now, Doris herself you guys can Google her whole thing out there, but I think we lost her along the way. But I think she saw the success of it inside the theater.
Right.
You know, so that was really good, and she made it a while after that. So, okay, so here's the deal. It was, last chance. You want to take one last chance, or are you ready to just, what is it, Carrie?
I'm ready for you to tell.
Okay, all right. I teased it enough.
I had my guess, but I don't think I'm correct, so I'm
okay,
ready for
you. Okay, well, that's okay. Let me tell you. It's no problem. Now, of course, Dionne Warwick has been on our show. You can see her picture everywhere. She's like a 4 or 5-time Grammy Award winner, as you guys know.
She
is the cousin to superstar singer Whitney Houston. Just an incredible artist, and she was a big pop star in her own right, one of the biggest in the world as well, who's had great songs. We know her from the We Are the World record with Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Tina Turner, and the list goes on. We're talking about a superstar, and for us to be able to have her on our broadcast took us to a whole new level. Well, I had, as you guys know, I've told the story about having the chance to interview Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, way years earlier. And Dee Dee, I had interviewed 2 times, and I never will forget her voice because it sounded so much like Dionne's speaking voice. And it just was always with me. I still hear the way exactly she sounded, which is really... That doesn't happen all that much, but in this case, it really does. So when I got a chance to interview Dionne, of course, before the interview started and off mic, I said, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee. I said, twice, and she thought it was just so remarkable. And I said, yeah, I most certainly did. It was just a lovely, lovely interview. She was just fantastic. And so the two that I interviewed, of course, are Dionne and Dee Dee Warwick. So there
right.
you go.
All
Is
right.
that not nice? Yeah.
That's
but,
nice. I had Dionne
right,
for sure.
What was that?
I said I had Dionne right, of course.
Oh,
I had
yeah.
her down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They are all superstars. And, you know,
yes.
for me, just, you know, tipping my hat to Black theater, that's what this is all about. And while we're at it, I want to just take a moment to shout out the amazing folks at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yeah,
they are doing, they're doing a great job. They've been really big supporters of the Hair Radio Morning Show and everything that we're doing, all of our entire team. And I'm just very happy that, you know, they're on board with us. And you guys can go to upscalemagazine.com as well. And just stay tuned. We'll always keep you informed right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie! So what did you think?
Yes. That's
awesome.
Wonderful. Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, folks.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston.
Finally, you
Tony Terry.
It's for real what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Did you know that The Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Keri Hines.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines. I have a very, very special guest joining us today. He's a legendary hairstylist. It is my great honor to welcome to the show for the very, very first time, Mr. Eugene Davis. Good morning, and welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Keri. Thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure. Now, yes, I mean, this is exciting for us. First of all, you've been in this hair and industry for a very long time. So we're going to count some years. So for like 30 years, if not more. So tell us about your journey.
Okay, well, it's been 30 plus some years now. I started when I was about 19 in the hair industry. When I first came out of cosmetology school, of course, I started assisting. And I started assisting for someone who worked for Saoxin Carlson back in the day when we were doing Café Curl, Wave Nouveau, and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was a weave master. So this was my introduction into commercial hair and my introduction into texture, taking one texture and creating another texture. And I just thought it was amazing. And my passion and my love grew for hair and developed very quickly. I went on from there. I was in upstate New York. That's where I went to school for cosmetology, and I lived upstate in Albany during this time. As my skills started to grow, I ended up I ended up coming to New York City quite a bit because I had a friend who worked at A&S when it used to be, I think, on 34th Street or 35th Street in Manhattan. And during that time, a lot of really good makeup artists worked for A&S, and they were doing photo shoots, all different types of stuff. So one of my friends called me, who was a makeup artist, and said, "Hey, we got a shoot. We need you to bring down some Afro wigs." And I was like, "Afro wigs? Okay, whatever. Let me bring them down." So I brought them down. We did the shoot, and the photographer really liked me and said, "Would you be interested in doing more stuff?" But at that time, where I was at, I was just about working in the salon. I didn't think there was another path or another career in this industry. So the next time the photographer called me down, and the next time I came down with my friend, they introduced me to a makeup artist named Sam Fine. Me and Sam Fine hit it off very well, and he introduced me to quite a few people. And the rest was history. Before I knew it, I was shooting. Before I knew it, I moved back to New York, downstate to New York City. I lived in Brooklyn. And then from there, I started to just word of mouth at that time because there was no social media. People were calling me, and one of my first big jobs for, I guess, an artist at the time that I got through a company called Mecca. Mecca Clothing Line was around at the time.
Yes.
And they were managing – one of the guys was managing Adina Howard. So,
yes.
So I got
that was a Freak Like Me song, I think.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love
exactly.
That. Yeah.
That was my first album cover.
Wow.
And from there, he introduced me to Deborah Martin, who was my became my agent, and she was like one of the top, black owned agencies at that time. She had the legendary Tippi Shorter was on the roster.
Wow.
DeAndre Michaels, who is Mary J. Blige's and Angela Bassett's makeup artist, so we had Chris Maldonado who died with Aaliyah on the plane.
Wow.
He was also on the roster. So there was there was so many more. Then we had Nzinga Gums, who was and originally Little Kim, Mary, Aaliyah, so many at that time. She was a makeup artist. So with those kind of connections, it just kind of spread like wildfire. How I got into the industry pretty innocently, didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I loved to do hair. And I knew that I'd love to see it when the videos came out. So then to sum it up, with Deborah Martin, she booked me for my a video that just set it off in the industry, the hip-hop music industry for me, where I just was constantly being booked and coming up with images. And it was One More Chance by Biggie Smalls.
Oh,
did not
wow.
know who Biggie Did not know who Biggie Smalls was at the time. Had no clue that this many artists would be in that video, but it was the door opening to the rest of my career when it came to celebrity hairstyling and getting my foot in the door on that aspect, on that level. Yeah.
Well, that's what I love about your story. And just in general, when it comes to working with what I've found in my little experience with the celebrity connects and contacts is that once you have a successful experience with one or a couple, boy, they pass you around like your name, real quick.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, they
I love it.
Yes. Yes, they do, and it was great because then that just opened me up to more bigger productions. From doing Biggie Smalls, I got to know Faith Evans, and then they introduced me to Little Kim, and I got to do her first album cover and all of her first initial videos. And then with Ladies Night video we did in Miami, I got on board with TLC. I got on board with Changing Faces, Queen Latifah, Total. It was just the list just went on and on and on and on and on. And I was working, and I was having a great time, and I was young, and I was just like, wow. But in that time too, looking in hindsight, or looking back, or even speaking to my younger self, I wish I was that person that I am today to say, okay. You have this going on. It feels good, but what are you going to do in the future? How do you capitalize on this for the future? And so although it looked glamorous, I'm going to keep it real. It had its downfall because there was a lot of things that went along staying that kind of energy all the time or just being a part of something that I hadn't been exposed to before, I was now exposed to, and there was a lot
of parties.
Well, hold
on. What things like what? We want to hear that. Like what kinds of things might you not,
Well, like alcohol. Alcohol,
oh,
drugs.
Okay.
All these things were a part of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? And even with a lot of the young people, when it comes to, like, being insta-famous and doing these celebrities and stuff, it's still there. It hasn't changed. That beast has not changed. but it's about how you navigate yourself through it and how and even if you fall, or even if you fall into those things that are around you and you get involved into them, there is a way out. And so in my career, I had a time when addiction and alcohol became a problem. I didn't see it as a problem, but it was by God's grace that when at some point I recognized and I was like, this is not normal. You know what I mean? You wake up, you reach over for a bottle, you take a swig, and then you keep it moving. Like, that's not normal. I wasn't brought up like that, but yet I was in it. So I had to make decisions. So in that time, I made a decision that this is not what I wanted. I needed to get out. And then after Chris had died with Aaliyah on the plane crash was just something that just changed, because he was a very good friend of mine. So it just kind of changed how I saw things. I figured we were living too fast. Like, what is the cost of being a celebrity hairstylist? You know what I mean? So I had to challenge myself and say, can I leave this part of the industry and still excel and still find my and still have my voice and still find a way to do what I love, but also help others so they don't get caught into these traps.
Absolutely.
Hence where I am.
No,
today.
Go ahead, please. Yes. Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Eugene, I'm loving every single thing. I'm just passionate. So please finish your thought. So today, where you are today is what you were about to say. So please.
Yeah. So where I am today, my passion is about just giving knowledge to a younger generation, or even giving knowledge to those who have been behind the chair, or those who have been in the industry, or those who are Instagram famous, you have to think about your future. You have to come to a place of reality and find your voice. You know, you don't have to, be in the midst of celebrity and feel like that is all there is. And you get caught up, and many, many, many people who I know personally who got caught up in that, and their health failed because of addiction, their health failed because of drugs, their health failed because of disease. That we were losing so many great people because that lifestyle perpetuated to do these certain things in order to stay relevant. And I think my information that I give now, because I've come through that storm, is, you don't have to. You can find other ways. And now with the internet and social media and stuff, you can definitely find a way to find your relevance or your positioning in this industry. And I'm a testament to that. You know, I retired my chair about 6 years ago when I left England to come to America. And I had to refocus and find out what I wanted to do. And what I really wanted to do is really educate the consumer, but also educate the artists that are out there, and in more ways than one. Not only do I want to show them old school techniques, you know what I mean, because that has gotten lost. Everybody uses a flat iron for everything, which doesn't make sense. Right, there's so many, an arsenal of tools, and we just use one. Like, come on now, that's why everybody's thinking the same. So we need to get back to, so my voice is getting back to understanding product and what it does when styling, and customers understanding when purchasing, what product are you purchasing, why are you purchasing, what is your hair type like, so we can save money on when we're buying. So it's like right now, I'm really all about holding the industry accountable, holding ourselves accountable, educating each other, and understanding, especially in the Black community, the value of our dollar, the power behind our spending when it comes to the hair care and beauty industry. We spend so much money, more than any other demographic. But yet we don't have the control. So I guess in everything that I'm doing, to sum it up, is I'm about empowering others, whether you are stuck somewhere, whether you're trying to get somewhere, whether you need to understand technical, or whether you need to just support. I think that's my voice. I want to help whoever wants to be helped and to direct them, so maybe they won't make some of the mistakes that I made, although on paper it looks great. But there was a struggle in there, which brings me to today, and I've come through that fire.
Wow. Well, let me just say this, Eugene. Let me just catch everybody up, because this is an incredible story that you shared with us today, and I'm just loving every part of it. You're helping so many people with your journey and your story here. First, folks, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in to the broadcast, you're listening to an incredible story from a first-time guest today. So I'm so grateful that he is sharing this incredibly personal story with all of the listeners, and hope to really reach out and connect on that level. This gentleman is truly a legendary stylist, as you've just heard, with all of his amazing connections. It's almost not enough just to say a celebrity stylist or this. No. There's a person behind it, as you've just heard. So let me just officially welcome back Eugene Davis. I have to say, I'm just blown away at this, because I've interviewed a lot of folks on this show, of course. We've had a lot of stylists and people work with everybody. But I've never heard it communicated in that way. And to talk of challenges with addiction and things of that nature that we need to talk about and have those conversations, and they have to hear it from someone who may have gone through and have gone through to the other side. I so appreciate you, not being shy about communicating that, because it's helping people. Today, you're making a difference. So I thank you. It just warms my little soul and spirit, Eugene. So thank you so much for that. Okay, I really mean that. Okay, so now I've got to tell everybody about this. I love your website. So let me just tell everybody I love it, okay? So I'm going to have you to tell everybody what your website is, and then we're going to talk about what I saw there. So just fill everybody in, Eugene. What is your website address so folks can find you?
Okay, my website address is www.eugenedavis.hair. And on my website, you can find all the information about me, about a lot of the accomplishments that I have had through my career. And I also have a portfolio of images along with some videos of stuff that I do, but I update my log, which is like a blog, but they call it a log. I update it pretty much every day or every other day with helpful insight into the industry. If you are a consumer or you are a professional hairstylist, I supply information, tips and tricks, and just like even some questions when I challenge the industry for their accountability.
Well, I have to say this. I just love this. I want to ask you a couple of questions, because when I saw this, I want you to tell the folks. I certainly have a clue what you mean, but for folks who may not. So when you say fabric of hair expert, what do you mean? And let me also say this. On his website, he goes on, fabric of hair expert, product to consumer educator, which I personally love, creative director, wig pioneer. Doesn't get any better than that. So please tell us about some of these wonderful, wonderful aspects of the spectrum that you're on. So when it comes to fabric of hair expert, what is that all about?
Okay. When I say fabric of hair expert, it is a brand or something I coined that I am, because I didn't want to keep saying I was a black hair expert, or I was a, I did, don't say you're a white hair expert, or I'm a Chinese hair expert. You don't go to the dentist and say I got black teeth, right? I got teeth. So hair is hair to me. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put it out there that when I present
it.
Myself, I wanted people to know me, that I am a fabric of hair. Hair is a fabric, and it's something that we can work with, and we have to understand it, and we have to know the tools to create whatever we want with it. So I'm an expert in that, in every aspect of texture, and every aspect, expert, that's what I mean by fabric of hair, expert.
Well, can I give you credit for that, Eugene, because I'm going to have to borrow that fabric of hair line. I love it, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because my entire... I've always referred to the different textures of hair as a tapestry. And
yes,
that has
absolutely.
Always been something that I've believed in. So that fits right in with that. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
And I think the narrative, one of the things that I started to talk about is the narrative had to change. And we have to start speaking about hair as hair. One of the things my teacher, when I was in cosmetology a long time ago, she always told me, hair is hair. And I think that's why I've never been afraid, despite the educational system that only really educate us on European, European textured hair.
Right, right. Eurocentric hair,
so,
yeah.
So one of the things that I found that when I was coming, she was like, no, hair is hair. You need to know curly. You need to know zigzag. You need to know coily. You need to know wavy. You need to need, you just need. And then we didn't have all of the, classifications for hair types. But she always taught me just approach it as hair. Once you look at the hair, you analyze it. What do you do next? Where do you want to go with it? Okay, how are you going to get there? What are you going to use to get there? And what is your finished result? What do you want it to look like? And that's how I've always approached everything that I have done.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, on a sidebar note here, you've done so much industry work, literally. I mean,
yes.
You were really in the industry, making such a contribution in the way of hair and beauty on sets and all of that. But what do you think about the argument sometimes I see on the internet where they say these days in Hollywood where there, did you ever notice that there was a shortage of people of color providing services on sets and things like that that could respond to all textures of hair, even natural or what have you? Did you ever find that, or was that something that you just didn't notice during your tenure out there?
Yes, it was definitely something that I noticed all the time. I was
always
the only one in the room.
Wow.
But you know what? My personality, I love challenge, and I love – the fact that my mindset when I would go to places or do things or had the opportunity to come on because they had someone with texture and they needed a texture expert to come in, I used those opportunities to know the photographer, to know the creative directors, to know whoever it was in there and let them know that, okay, this is what I do and you can always call me for this, but I also do everything else, so that I had an advantage, especially as a lot of people of color in England and in America started to come to the forefront and started to become celebrity, that there was a demand. And a lot of our white counterparts could not meet that demand, hence where we started to step in because we didn't have a choice but to know how to do everything. They have a choice to say, oh, I don't want to. I don't want to learn about African texture here. But it needs to be a standard where they need to know all textures so that we can go anywhere and sit in anybody's chair and have a service done, whether it be at Fashion Week, whether it be in Hollywood, whether it be at a television station, that we need to be present. And if not just us, that our white counterparts need to be held accountable so they know how to do our textures too. You know what I mean? So our celebrities can feel comfortable no matter where they go, because that has been – so when you ask, to answer your question, it's like, yes, it has been an issue. Like, for instance, when I started doing Fashion Week, I started to see behind the scenes and who was doing things, and I saw there was a lot of models, and I saw that the black models at that time tension or get the creative finish that the white girls with straighter hair got, because the white artist, hair stylist, didn't know what to do with their texture.
They must have felt absolutely awful, the models. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, well, let me give you a perfect example. I came on a fashion show with a top hairstylist. He hired me to be on his team. And I saw he had like 3 or 4 black models, but then he had his right-hand assistant who was quite average. Was like, I know everything, so you go over there and do that. So I said, okay. Mm-hmm. But I was always humble. So I started doing what I was doing, and I finished my models. And I looked behind me, and he was working on a black girl. Now, all we had to do was pull this girl's hair back into a ponytail and then make it quite add extension to make it sleek. He decided, now hair was already blow dried. decided to spray it with a water bottle. I was like, what are you doing? So, and then a model gets upset and is like, oh my God, I can't go out here like this. My hair is natural underneath, and he wasn't natural underneath, man. And it was just a whole big fiasco. So I just stepped in, we blow dried the hair and put the ponytail and sent it on the way. And that's when I realized, wow, these people don't have a clue.
Is that
so,
not something?
Moving, wow. Go ahead. Yeah.
No,
so
I was just,
forward.
Yeah. Wow.
So
yes,
just saying, moving forward, what I started to do was, because eventually I started getting booked as the lead hairstylist, which meant that I would work directly with the designers and makeup artists to create the looks for shows. So what I would do through my travels and experience, I would build teams between America and London with people that I knew understood all textures. So then if I had a team of 7 hairstylists, no matter who sat in our chair, we could knock it out according to what was required. And that's what I started to do. And so, again, I've always have said to myself, and I've said to my wife, she's like, you know what, I've always been that person who says, not even understanding, I might be the first one to do it, but just to walk through that door and say, I'm here and I'm ready. You know what I mean? And whatever the challenge is, I'm going to find a way to complete whatever it is to complete. So that has been my way throughout my career, that I'm not afraid to try something new, or I'm not afraid to take on challenges that everyone else wants to stay in the status quo. So I said, no, if this is how it is, then I need to get people who are qualified, who can do, to make not only make the designers and stuff in the show look fabulous, but also work as a team and understand that we can do this and we can all shine in this process.
Absolutely. I have to say, and you're, you know, it's been a big career. What I love that I also read about is that you had a chance to travel abroad and do quite extensive work over there and live for quite a period of time. So I'm just curious. Tell me about this whole return back to the States. Tell me the impact that, because I just know you touched everybody. You know, you did something big over the years. So tell us a little bit about that part of your journey and experience as well.
Yes.
And returning back home, of course.
Okay. Yes, I went to. I think the first time I went to England was 2009, but this was after I decided to walk away from the whole celebrity music industry thing. I dibbled and dabbled for a while, but I decided that that wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. And I didn't have, what's the word I'm looking for? I needed more, and I needed to understand more. And I felt that at that point in my life and everything I had did up to there, I was just a black hairstylist. So when I would reach out to, because before fashion weeks and all of that. But before that, when I would reach out to companies, like, oh, I want to, you know, get on your team. I want to, because I started getting interested in brands. And I want to do this. I want to do that. I can help teach and educate. And a lot of the brands were like, oh, no, you're a black hairstylist. I'm like, what? I'm a hairstylist.
Oh,
but the industry was very segregated at that time. So just like so many artists that we know through our history, that they decided to leave America. Like, because when I was younger, I used to admire the fact that Patrick Kelly was in Paris and he was doing so well. And then there was another designer, Willie Smith, who also went to Europe, you know, at the time. And James Baldwin, you know what I mean? There's so many great creators had to leave America or decided to leave America to not to just understand that they were great at what they did, but were they great because you are a black hairstylist, or were you great because you are a hairstylist? Were you great because you are a black designer, or are you great because you are a good designer?
Yes. Go ahead, please finish your thought. What do you think?
So going to Europe for me was a chance. I just decided one day, a friend of mine who had salons over there was like,
yes,
could you come help manage my salons and teach my staff? And I was like, sure. And I just went. I just left. Mother was like, where you going? I was like, going to England. So what are you
going
to do?
I'm going to England.
No. Yep.
Wow.
So I said, I don't know, but I'm going. So I ended up going to Europe. And in that time, I saw that there was a need for education big time in the area. There were some great hairstylists and some great stylists who invested into their education, but the general was a lot of salons that didn't have. So what I did, so at some point, L'Oreal had launched Mazzani, and I got on board with L'Oreal and Mazzani, and I helped to build that brand amongst the Afro-Caribbean community in England, along with other really well-known hairstylists over in the UK.
And that's a big, big community. Let me just say, I've been to England. I've been to London. I've seen it's a huge community, folks. And this is a big deal. Yes. So I am just, I'm blown away. This is some great information, great things that we can hang our hat on. And I'm kind of picturing all of this as you're describing it.
Goodness.
I think this, I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal to me that you've had this storied career. It's just been, you know, it's not, I know, like you said earlier, and I love what you said, because yes, it's on paper, yes, and even, you know, in talking about it, yes, it did have a whole bunch of wonderful moments. But you've, you know, like I said, I love that you've always kept a mind in reality, it seems, with this. And, you know, a good way to look at everything and just remember to be an inspiration to others. And that's what seems to really push through with your story today. Listen, I got to remind the folks, because every so often we get a few new listeners on, and I want to say today is my very, very special guest is joining me, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy, and I'm going to tell you why in a moment. His name is Eugene Davis, and I love your website, eugenedavis.hair, not .com, .hair. So I love that as well. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But you've just been just making such a difference in the hair and beauty world. So this is really awesome. And you connected with everybody. I mean, you've named some huge stars, Eugene. You really have. I'm like, okay, wow. So this is nice. So what is this journey? What is it, you know, what does it still mean to you? What does it mean to you, I should say, at this point? Because there, you know, it has changed, I believe, but maybe you might not get, or maybe you might think it's changed quite a bit or not changed so much. What are your thoughts, Eugene, today?
I do. I think the industry has changed. There's a lot that goes on now that would not have been tolerated before. So I believe now with all the diversity, the inclusion, all of the people opening up and asking questions to big corporate America about, especially in the beauty industry and the hair industry, about inclusion, about it having us present, I think that's a big thing right now. And I think that we as a community, as a hair community, still need to keep our voices relevant. We need to still speak out on the injustices and inequality that we see in the beauty industry, because it's still there, and we're still knocking on doors, which we should never stop doing. But we need to stop pushing those doors open too, in order for us to let others come through. So I think where I am and my career and everything I've done, like I said, I want to be a glass ceiling breaker. So if there's a glass ceiling, I'm going to break it. Come on, everybody, let's go. You know what I mean? But when we get in there, I'm holding you accountable to do the right thing so that you can prepare the way for the next person behind you. And that's what's so important to me. And that's where I am today. So everything I've done, everything I've touched, is for someone to read it and be inspired to know that, oh, my God, I can do that. Because he did it, I can do it. You know, so,
well, Eugene,
so that's
Davis,
where my message is.
That's what I'm loving this. What is next for you?
Okay, I got a few projects in the mix, but I believe that right now I'm really concentrating on getting my messaging out, talking to people like yourselves or the media, and just to keep inspiring people that we can do better, and just showing them the way and how to get there, and helping them navigate to wherever their passion and whatever their dream and whatever their desire is. Because I've touched so many areas, if I can help you get there, and if I can support you and save you some of the headaches that I had, then I'm gonna show you how to get there. But I think my next thing is I want to I don't know.
Well,
I do know, but I don't know.
I think media is my thing. Yes. And I'm going to spill a little bit of this right now for our listeners and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think they're going to love this. Listen, I am bringing this amazing, incredible artist in my book and the world, book of the world. We're bringing you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. So those folks out there, you guys have enjoyed this. You're going to absolutely enjoy much more of this. With a legendary, I hope you know I'm putting the word legendary in front of Eugene, of Eugene Davis. So we are going to have you here to share because there's so much, and I love this. You pointed out on your website, you're not just helping folks. Yes, you provide amazing client care and information and all that kind of stuff to folks who need it, but also to the professionals who. Would appreciate that, you know, learning from someone who's been around for a while in this industry. And so, please, I can't wait. We're excited to have you here. We're going to share more of those details very soon with all of you guys. So you have to keep tuning in so you will know, when Eugene is here and, what we've got to say and what he's got to say. So, Eugene, I just want to say thank you. How was your first experience here in Hot Seat here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It's been amazing. I'm so thankful because you are great, and I love talking with you, and I love, you know, the conversation is good. And I just love being here because it's something that I wanted to do, wanted to experience, and this is my first, you know, experience on a radio show. So it's been great. I'm looking forward to doing more stuff with you.
Well, now, what would you like to leave everybody with today? Any shout-outs or final thoughts?
I guess my final thought is that I've learned through everything that I do that we need to love each other, that whether it's, you know, your neighbor to your right, your neighbor to your left, if we come together, there's so much strength in that. So my philosophy is always each one teach one. So leading others to their success is what I'm all about. And however I can help you get there or give you the knowledge or give you some of my experiences, then hit me up. Talk to me, ask me questions. That's what I'm here for.
And you've done just that today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, folks, his website, so please go to Eugene Davis' website. His website is actually not that we got to say that anymore, but I just want folks to know, eugenedavis.hair, okay, not .com, it's .hair. So eugenedavis.hair. You type that into your browser. And there you go. And so we're loving it. And we can't wait just to have you here all the time. So that's going to be very, very soon. So you folks keep it right here, and we'll get you the latest on that. Eugene, awesome job. What can I say? You knocked it out of the park. And welcome to the family here at Hair Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can I also just say one more thing that they can also find
right ahead.
On Instagram at Eugene Davis Hair 2. That's Eugene Davis Hair 2, the number 2, and you can find me on Instagram also.
Love that. And, of course, right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah.
We'll direct it to you. All right, folks. Well, listen, Eugene, thank you again. All right, folks, right here. You got it. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and moreover to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp. And very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color-processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Well, it is Wednesday morning, July 20th of 2022. It's our show number 728. Show 728. We've got just a big show, really, as we march towards, of course, our 1,000th show. I want to take a moment to bring to the line, you guys know her. She is my co-star on this broadcast. She's down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Of course, we're talking about the one and only, the irrepressible, the incomparable Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
How you doing, Carrie? Yes. It's hump day.
Just fantastic. Yes. Want to shout out to all the fans of the show, of course. It's mid-show.
Yes. Good morning, fans.
Good morning to the fans. They've been listening to you, Eugene Davis of Conversations with Hair.
Yes, I've been listening.
This was a throwback interview. Yes, it was a replay when Eugene first joined the broadcast. And so I wanted to get it on again, kind of remind folks how our amazing co-hosts, how they, how you guys came to be part of this show and what inspired everybody. So, yeah, we're kind of replaying some of those interviews. Some will be new and updated versions, and some will have the original broadcasts, which have often, they've become classics. Let me just go ahead and get that on out.
Well, Eugene is definitely an inspiration.
Is he not?
It's a great story.
Eugene Davis, I love his story. He's been, like all of us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we've been through things. We've been through things. And we don't shy away from
that.
That's how you learn, how you grow. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, keep on moving.
And so keep it moving. Now, Eugene is an incredible beacon in the hair and beauty industry. So I'm so fortunate, and we are fortunate to have him here with us on the broadcast.
Yes, part of our family,
He's a big part of our family. He does a Thursday show called Conversations with Hair right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You can hear Eugene Davis at 8 o'clock on Thursday mornings. And it's really cool because he usually does a whole bunch of talk about what's happening in the industry. He knows he's tapped into all the latest products, he does all kinds of reviews. He is a busy, busy man in the industry. And as you heard, when friends who are in the industry who were on the plane with Aaliyah, you really are,
exactly.
You are an industry legend yourself.
Yes.
Big time. It doesn't get any bigger than that, folks. That's what Hair Radio is. Like when Angie, who just threw it to me, which was fantastic, she is one of our announcers on the show, and you're going to hear from Angela. She has an interview of her own that's going to play right here, and it's never been heard before. And she's got a story too. So that's what this
Everybody has
program
a
represents. Everybody has a story. And most of us think that our stories are not all that interesting. Did you really? Did you ever feel like that? Like, oh, who would be? I'm just little old Nicole Marie. Nobody's going to care what I'm doing. I haven't done anything.
Yes, I have felt like that. But I've come to realize that there's always somebody that you're touching, something you've gone through. Somebody else has gone through it, or they're going through it now, or they know someone. Something that you say can help them or inspire them to, you know, keep going, keep moving.
I made it.
You can make it too.
Yes.
Keep it going.
Exactly. Exactly. And that reminds me of the motivation I gave first thing this morning in the first hour. Absolutely. You got to keep it going. Like I said, everybody has a story. We are going to do a lot of things on this show that it's never been done before. We're having conversations that we've never had. Well, we're always on the cutting edge.
And it's necessary.
I think their radio started.
It's so necessary.
It is necessary. I think we started on the cutting edge, Nicole Marie, 27 years ago.
I believe so, too.
Yeah. We did, because I remember what I mentioned about hair radio. The first time that I mentioned hair radio to folks, they laughed. Oh, what? How are you going to talk about hair on the radio? What? I never heard of that.
And you made it happen. Now who's laughing?
That's what I got. Now, I could, exactly. Thank you, Nicole Marie. We are laughing now. And that's the thing, because when I first, I was literally met with that. I wish I were making this up. I cannot begin to tell you how I was met with that. And that was back in 1995.
But Carrie, I've come to learn is a lot of times when you share stuff like that and people are like, well, how are you going to do that? Or, you know, give some type of negative comment or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's just more fuel for me to go on and do what it is I'm going to do, because they don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's not really meant for them to understand. And sometimes people try to bring you down saying things like, oh, okay, well, how are you going to do that? Oh, I don't know about that. But guess what? That's more fuel for you to step forward and, hey, this is going to happen, because it's your vision or it's my vision, not theirs. So they don't understand.
And sometimes it's the folks who are closest. I'm going to tell you a real true story here.
Oh, yes.
I have a person who was in the airline industry. So I've known this person really since like the late 80s, early 90s. And this person, I think they always kind of kept close tabs on what I've done. I guess I've always made an impression on somebody. They might
People listen always day, watching you, Carrie.
I'm just going to tell it. They're from Mississippi, too. He's from Mississippi. So we're up in New Jersey. I'm working at the airline and the airport. And this person, we kind of become friends. Not really friends. Have you ever heard of the term frenemy? Kind of that early on. Yeah. So, you know, we would hang out and go to clubs and hang out. I was a kid back then and all that. So I just got the feeling. So I've known them for decades. Flash ahead to the current times, and about when I was just kind of getting the morning version on the air. So about 6 or 7 years ago, so something like that. Because this version I started in 2015. We've been on for 7 years as the Hair Radio Morning Show. Can you believe that? So we've been
Wonderful.
On for a while. So, so I told my friend, I said, listen, it was in the newspaper. I think I told this story before, where in New York, in the New York Daily newspaper, the biggest city newspaper here, one of the biggest city newspapers, and I've been in that newspaper. They did an article on me, by the way, for you guys out there. You can Google it. So anyway, it was on the front page, and it was a story that included about this young fella who had alleged that Jay-Z was his kid. Not a secret. This was on the
news. Yes. I remember that story. Okay.
And remember that story? Alleged that Jay-Z was dead.
I do.
And I told my friend that I've known since the late 80s. I said, I want to interview. I want to contact these people and see. This was long before I ever thought I would talk to Jay-Z's father-in-law, you know,
right,
directly on our show. You know, this was way back. So I said to my friend, you know how you're just chatting with your best bud, you know, for the
right.
ladies out there, your gal pal. If it was Aretha Franklin, it would be Kitty. You know, in all of Aretha Franklin's songs, she was chatting with Kitty, you know, Kitty girl, you
right.
know, kind of thing. So I'm on chat with my buddy. And I'm like, yeah, I want to contact these people because this fella says that, you know, Jay-Z's his dad or whatever. It was alleged in the article.
Right.
Grown young man. And my friend, I told him about this, but my friend literally on the phone, because we were on the phone, laughed. I kid you not. Why would he talk to you?
Wow.
I swear to
wow.
you on a stack of Bibles. Now, this is someone who, granted, they're like, you know, I have friends who may not be as aware in our hair radio world. Like, I'm sure you have friends who they kind of might know that you do something on radio, but they don't know exactly what.
They don't really know.
And they,
right.
they don't really know, even though I've known them for decades. Just like my family members,
right.
you know, early on, they did not really know that I was, you know, a legend in the hair, that's me talking, in the
right.
hair business. And they had no idea, you know, and until they came to my show in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel and saw my, you know, suite around the building, they had a clue then.
It started to hit them.
But,
hey, wait a minute. Carrie's doing something.
Oh, they came, I think they came around then, yeah. It's known
right.
now. No longer
right.
a secret. But to my friend, and he just laughed, why would he talk to you? I said to him
wow.
back, I said, and I started to feel not really badly. I just kind of knew that he didn't know anything about really what I was doing. So I kind of left it alone.
Right.
I reached out to the people, and they were overwhelmingly interested. And we became
wow.
friends. So his name is Ramir. I shout out to Ramir, the young fellow, who's a young man and trying to do rap stuff and all of that. And so, you know, I became friendly with the people who work with Ramir, and he still follows me to this day. Now, scan ahead, of course. I got a chance to speak to Beyonce's dad and directly,
right.
and he's brought folks to our show. So we've done great things. Now, as far as the friend, I go back to that friend, and I say to him, I said, didn't you say why would they talk to me? I said, well they kind of talk. And why did you laugh? He said, do you know what he said? I didn't laugh. I said, yes, you did. I heard you. You
wow.
laughed. And why would they talk to you? That's what you said. He's like, okay, yeah, I did say it. And so he admitted it. And then, but now since then, he has become a supporter. He even started, one of his relatives has become a person who's a guest, who's a hairstylist on our show, and we just
Great.
Love her to death. And yeah, so it takes time.
He started
for
to take you seriously,
to sometimes
man. Like, Carrie's doing what he says she's going to do.
Hey, Carrie's doing what he said he was going to do. And, yeah, you
right.
would think, but he didn't see my articles in the New York Daily newspaper, American Salon Magazine, the Salon
right,
Operator
know, right.
newspaper, the Newark Starlet. He had not seen those things.
Right.
He had not known that I interviewed all these amazing people. And, you know, so this is a whole world that
right.
that he was unaware and my own products and da 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 da. So
well, I'm sure he's paying attention now.
And so is the rest of the world. And I think the point
right.
is, do not give up. Don't give up.
Right. Keep
but
going.
I do,
keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. And Nicole Marie, I do want to say what you mentioned about folks not seeing your vision. And that's what we're kind of talking about this morning. So, you know, when
yeah.
you do share what your dream is, I think it's okay to share your dream, but be careful with whom you share
Definitely.
It. And if you do share it, you know, it you know, just be aware that if you get that negative pushback, sometimes it could be a dream killer. So that's why
right.
you have to be careful whom you share that dream with. And
exactly.
Don't let it kill your dream.
Make sure there are
try
people
find,
that are in your corner.
Uh-huh.
And that supports you. Because like you talked
that's
about,
right.
you know, when you're sharing, you kind of get that negative vibe, that negative energy. Stop it right there. Because you know they're not,
that's right.
you know, 100% for you or in your corner. So
exactly.
you can't share
well, sometimes
with them
you don't know
because
that.
They're not ready.
Now, you know, I've had, it doesn't happen to me often because I'm a very
uh-huh.
strong-willed person, in case you hadn't figured that out already.
Oh, yes.
But
I know.
I'm a very
100%.
You know,
I
right?
know.
but you know what, Nicole Marie, thank you. Sometimes the person is so close to you that you value what their opinion, because
right.
you say, well, you know what, this person, they know me well. I talk to them every day. So
right.
if they don't think I can
right.
do it, maybe I can't do it. I've had
mm-hmm.
that happen to me as well. I remember in between working for the hair business, let me tell you, a different friend. Some tells me I got to get some new friends. But I had a different friend this time. And I was thinking there was you guys know I worked in a pharmaceutical. I mean, I worked in pharmaceuticals, but this was in the stock stuff. I did financial things for the stock industry.
Right.
And so I wanted to become the instructor in the department. No, hold on. I was an instructor, but I wanted to move in to do something I'd never done. And I told my good friend that we always ate lunch together, a good friend of mine, so, you know, at the time and all of that. And he said, I said, do you think I could do this, apply for a different department job? He's like, oh, no, you know. And I said, oh, because I said, well, he knows what I do every day. We talk. He just know me for years. You know, he knows what I do. And if he doesn't think I can do it, and he worked in that department, too, not in the capacity that I would be doing, but he worked in the area, and he had known the
right.
people. So I really bought what he was saying. And one day I had literally gone to apply for the job because he had taken the day and I was motivated
okay.
to go. I said, let me just follow up with the manager in that department. The manager loved me, hired me on. I worked in the department for 3 years until I left to become to work with Hair Radio full time. But yeah,
that's great.
It reminds me to go back. And I said, wow. And the only reason I went to that department that day was because my friend was off. I would have never
right.
had the motivation, as we have been talking about all morning, to do it.
Right.
So the point
right.
is.
And when you did get the job, then what did he have to say?
You know, then people come around. Oh, yeah, I know you could do it. Yeah, I knew you would just knock it out of the box. Meanwhile, they would have changed my whole world had I not tried.
Right.
My world would be different. I probably wouldn't be talking to you guys right now, because the job
right.
I stayed there for 8 years altogether, and the job helped me to accomplish, you know, being able to live in New York City and make a
great.
Good income, and taught me a lot about stocks and securities. So that's part of my history too here. And so I went on to do great. We're still great friends to this day. I've spoken with him recently, and he's doing well. So good stuff. But I learned to just be, you know, mindful of the folks
yes.
with whom you tell your dreams.
Exactly.
To.
You have to be careful.
Deep voice to me. You got to be careful. Well, listen, yeah, right. It is Wednesday morning. It's July 20th of 2022. Right now it's about 7. I don't know what this is, 7:31 in the morning,
yes.
As we broadcast from New York. Yeah, for Nicole Marie, it's 6:31. She's out in Water Valley, Mississippi, Central Time Zone.
Right.
And
Central time.
I'm in Brooklyn, New York. It sounds like we're sitting right across from each other, sipping our coffee.
It does. It does.
That's what it really sounds like. But no, we're like 1,000 miles apart, as we are. But we're very close because we host this program each day. And I got to go back a little bit. Listen, coming to the line in just a couple minutes, we've got a wonderful young lady who you got to know yesterday, named Blue. Yes, like the color.
Yes.
So, yeah, so we're shouting her out this morning. We're going to be chatting with her in just a moment or two. And, of course, Michael Hopkins is going to be with us, the illustrious host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And so much more to get into this morning. Yeah, we can't complain. We got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about yesterday's broadcast, Tuesday. Tuesday was just... I don't know what to say, Nicole Marie. Let me put on some happy background here. Tuesday was just
wonderful show.
It was just, it was a show.
Yes,
I listened back
yes.
to the Hair Radio Morning Show, like literally, it was like 11 o'clock at night. I'm listening back, playing back the broadcast from yesterday. And it's a 3-hour show. I listened to every drop. And to be honest, it was one of our best shows ever. So if you did not hear it, please go back and listen. What you can do, if you ever want to listen to a broadcast that's already aired, very easy to do. Go to Google and simply search the 5 words, The Hair Radio Morning Show. That's 5 words. And what will pop up in your results, you'll see all of the shows, numbers. And you just click on the link and it'll play. So we are up to today's show number 728, as we march to show number 1,000. And
wow.
We're excited. So, so you could play back yesterday's show. I looked at the numbers. The highest rated show in probably about 6 or 7 months on this broadcast. And so
That's awesome.
Of folks sampled that listened to yesterday's show, and I'm just honored. I really am. First, let me just go ahead and, Nicole Marie, we're going to reintroduce. She came back for the next day. we didn't scare her
Wonderful.
Off.
Wonderful.
So it's my great honor to bring to the line live. We're live this morning, folks. The one and only Blue out of Florida in Jacksonville. Blue, good morning. You're on with Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
Carrie.
Blue.
Hi.
Good morning,
yes.
Nicole Marie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Thanks for
Blue.
Having me back.
I just
guys.
Love saying your name, too.
Oh, yes. Welcome back.
Yes.
You guys doing great today.
We're shocked he came back, Blue. We thought we scared
yeah,
you off
guys,
yesterday.
The energy
well,
is amazing. I did not want to be anywhere else this morning.
Oh,
right.
Listen,
we're so happy that you're here.
Exactly. We appreciate you. And I just love your story. Yesterday, like I said, the show was off the chain. It was just... And we actually ended up putting the show on a little later in the morning. And I was shocked that so many people heard the show.
Yes,
so we're going to try that some days. Yeah, they tuned
yes.
in. And it was quite remarkable. So right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Blue, I want to go back a little bit. Let's talk about all of this. We're not just going to gloss on over. It's the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it is, yeah. So now, so tell us a little bit. So what was it like? So you got a chance to hear yourself yesterday on radio. And now for you guys who are just tuning in today, this is your first time tuning in. Blue is a brand new co-star right here. We've got Nicole Marie. We've got Michael Hopkins. We've got Carrie Hands and so many others who are part of our operation. And we're shouting out Shanta Love as well. But I've got to say, so you run your own wonderful company called Divine Energy Candles, and you are based out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
So, Blue. So now tell us about yesterday. What was your experience like yesterday, you know, hearing yourself on the radio, listening to the show? I want to hear every detail.
This is a very new journey for me, and I am extremely excited about joining you guys, co-starring with everyone on the Hair Radio Show. I was a little overwhelmed, but because it's a new avenue, you know what I'm saying? I never thought I'd be venturing into something like this. So this opportunity is very special to me and for me. And I don't know, I'm just excited about starting and learning so many new things with the Hair Radio Show from you, Kerry Hines.
Thank you.
I'm just excited. You know, I'm just so excited because you're so educated and so helpful, and you're so hands-on with all of us. You know what I'm saying? You want to be there to support us and build us up to make us stronger individuals, business owners. And I like that, you know. I like that a lot.
Well, thank you for the kind words. And
great.
That just tells me that you are where you are supposed to be. That's all that
exactly.
That
tells me. I feel it.
And
I love the
energy.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that's what we're here to do. And what I loved about your whole debut yesterday, because we were saying there's so many folks out there that are fighting things, you know, and we don't know what happens
when
we're
alone.
They're fighting them alone. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly correct.
They think it's only them, yes.
They think it's only them. And and unfortunately, we're living in a society where those messages are kind of reinforced. And so we're not getting enough of the positive spin, as far as I'm concerned. And that's why I get up and do this radio show every morning, and we put the time in to make it sound the way it sounds. We are your friend in the morning. Like I say, if you had, like, I think my favorite part of yesterday with Blue and the guys and the host and everybody was that we said, if you have no one to talk to, talk to us.
Talk to us.
Exactly. That's what we're here for.
Exactly.
Talk to us. And non-judgment. There's no judgment here. I
nope,
say the judgment for Judge Judy, but there is no judgment here. Okay, and that is really the truth. And so we're happy to have you. Now we're going to take, let's take a little music break, shake things up a bit, because joining us in just a couple minutes, of course, we've got the one and only Michael Hopkins. Hopkins is going to be joining us. We're going to talk to him a little bit and shake things up. And coming up, now listen to this, guys. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. So, a little after 8, maybe this morning. There was a very, very special piece that we did, and I cannot wait that it's going to air this morning. And I'm super excited. It is, well, you know what? We'll talk more about it after this. Let's get on some music. Let's get on some wonderful little announcements here. And now hold it, before we do go to music break, remember I've got a ton of new things to tell you about. So I do want to get that on. We might have to push that back a little bit because I've got some important things to share. So just stay with us. We're going to be right back. Let's get things moving a little bit this morning. Want to hear something a little bit classic. How about this? A little bit classic. Stay with us.
Whenever you need me, I'll be there. I'll be your
know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right. Yeah, I say to folks on live radio, you never know what's going to happen. You hit a button and something else happens. But all good stuff today. It is Wednesday morning, July 20th of 2022. I'm Keri Hinds. It's our show number 728. And you guys know I'm with the one and only Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, my amazing co-star. And we're welcoming aboard, I'm going to say brand new blue, brand new blue,
yes,
out of wonderful Jacksonville, Florida. So we've got several states already, guys, represented on this broadcast. Did you guys notice that? Blue, did that dawn on you yet that, we've got several spots covered
all
now
over
on the Hair Radio Morning Show? Yeah, we really do.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Blue, like I said, is out of Jacksonville. Right? Blue, you're out of Jacksonville.
Yes.
Shout out Florida. And Nicole Marie is out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. And we're being joined by someone that you guys have gotten to know. He's out of Water Valley. Oh, Water Valley. He's out of beautiful Spotsylvania. Now, Nicole Marie's like, he ain't out of here. No, he's not. Michael Hopkins is out of beautiful, he's going to kill us about that, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
He's going to let us have it.
And he's going to let us have it this morning. He's the host of an incredible program that's celebrating over a year right here with the Vet Talk Radio Show that comes on Tuesday mornings at about 8:30 Eastern time. And so Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, you're on with Nicole Marie, Blue, and of course, yours truly. So how's Spotsylvania this morning?
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
yes,
Michael.
Good morning.
Spotsylvania is looking good this morning. Sun shining, birds singing. What more can you ask for?
Oh, wow.
Carrie's
okay.
Trying to bring you down here with all this heat, Michael.
Mississippi. Yeah, which you guys are dealing with record heat. And I do want to kind of touch on that a little bit, Michael. Then we're going to get into some of your extraordinary. You had a lot to celebrate, too, yesterday. Not just Blue. We were also celebrating you as well. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, yeah, the heat. Listen, big stuff happening with the weather out here. So here in my area, just in New York, there's quite a bit that's going on. Okay, and guys, kind of watch your background noises, please. I just want to make it very clear that it's going to be about 94, 95 degrees here. So that's going to just feel like about 100 here in New York.
Right.
And you guys know that when it's hot here, we get the humidity. So check on folks. Have plenty of liquids. Try to avoid, watch your pets, make sure they're hydrated, which I'm learning myself, and just be careful yourselves and check on neighbors. I think I mentioned that part, but very important. So you've been dealing with this heat in Mississippi as well. Am I correct, Nicole Marie?
Yes. Oh, yes. We've had heat advisory for some weeks now, and it's going to continue on in for the rest of the summer. I think it's just going to be definitely just a hot summer.
Wow.
And once you throw in that heat index,
yeah.
I mean, it goes up over 100 degrees. And our heat is a different kind of heat. We're talking about, the heat there in New York. But in the South, it's a different kind of heat.
Yeah, you and we're going to leave your heat where it is. We're going to leave yours right there. Now, and Blue, you know what, Blue? We're never going to have to. We'll talk to you about this. You are just totally banned on hot air, hot weather down there, because Blue is in the state of Florida.
Yeah,
Blue, you can't even be part of our conversations on heat. You just can't,
right.
Blue. We love you, but we're not gonna, Blue. We're gonna just have to say no. No way, because you're used to weather, you know, kind of warm weather, aren't you? Like in Jacksonville, it's pretty warm routinely,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So,
but you know, I'm from Jersey, so I'm used to the snow too.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Blue,
yeah, oh, yeah.
That's right. You've been in Jersey too, that's right, down in the south part. Yeah. Okay.
You
well,
never forget the snow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That, yeah, don't want to think about that right now. But let me tell you, let's turn back to Hopper Hopkins. Michael, along with Blue's big celebration yesterday, we're so happy to have her on the show. You're celebrating over a year of the Vet Talk Radio show. Can you share with everybody that really kind of jumps out on the year? And you talked about this on yesterday's show, too, by the way. What can you say to everybody? It's been a year. What do you say to everybody?
It is that year, Carrie, it's just been fantastic. Reason being is I got to do something that I really wanted to do, and that's helping the veterans, talking to veterans, spreading the information about this process, because I've ran into so many veterans that are just like me. We're all frustrated with the claims, the compensation process. We're all frustrated because we knew we served this country. We knew we got hurt, injured, et cetera, in the performance of our duties. And it's nothing more heartbreaking than to have the VA tell you that something didn't happen while you were on active duty.
Let me just also say this, that the Vet Talk Radio show is not here to beat up on the incredible work that they do at the VA. I think your purpose is even kind of wider reaching, Michael Hopkins, because you are
right,
helping
true.
Veterans, you know, to navigate the process and facilitate what they need to do and know to help them. You're actually helping them to live better lives as well, because knowing how to file a claim that can make the difference and the quality of their life, you know, what they literally will have to live on each month. So
right. You're right, Carrie.
So that's why I say, Michael, you're doing some great work. Now,
right.
Yesterday was a little bit – yeah, go ahead, Michael, and then I want to talk about yesterday's
show. I was just agreeing with what you were saying. I'm not here to bash the VA. The people – that are in the VA do an incredible job. They do an incredible job. And I appreciate every day that they do what they do. I appreciate it 100% because I know with the injuries that I have, I go to the VA hospital to get treatment. And the men and women of that whole healthcare thing, the VHA, I salute them, Carrie Hines, 100%.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that, Michael. Now, I want to talk to you about yesterday's show. First of all, what were your thoughts? Because the Vet Talk part came on about 8:30. Well, let me just say it didn't air 8:30 for you folks out there who actually tuned in. Even though you air at 8:30 every week on Tuesday mornings, yesterday you kind of aired, I think it was about noon, to the world. But that's another story. But what were your thoughts on yesterday's show? It was a little different on what you presented in the Vet Talk part that brought up the caboose of the show yesterday. What was your impression of the whole show, Michael? We asked Blue, what did you think? What was yesterday about for you?
Wow. Oh, yeah, it was just like, wow. I really enjoyed what we were doing. I really did. And I get driven, Carrie. That's just me. I'm so passionate about what we do here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm just so passionate with it. And it's
So what your show was different though yesterday. It wasn't the same normal claims talk. So how did that make you feel? Was it okay for you to hear something a little different? And have you heard any feedback?
No, it haven't heard any feedback yet from a lot of my vet brothers and sisters, and I'm going to reach out to them,
Michael Hopkins. Yes, reach out to them.
A lot of them, I'll reach out to them. But,
yeah, absolutely.
You know,
play the show back. By the way,
to me, Carrie, all the shows are a little different to me, but this in particular, to me, it was a magical moment. That's what I think it was. It was a magical moment in doing what we do on the Vet Talk Radio Show. That's my main thought. It was just so magical.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let us kind of shake it up a tad this morning. We got some more things to get into, of course. But right now we're gonna switch it up a little bit. Let's throw on something. Well, Michael, we're gonna get you a nice cup of hot Java. In your case, we'll get you some tea. Okay, we learned that Michael's not a coffee drinker. We'll talk about that. We have a whole piece on that coming up soon here on this broadcast. Michael, let's get you some orange juice. Here is Lizzo with her song Juice. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
way more than friends. What? More than friends. What you want me to say?
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Gines, and today we have a very special treat for everybody. We are doing something that, yeah, it is called our bucket list, the Hair Radio bucket list, which is really what we're doing from time to time. We are going to be featuring, you'll hear from the co-hosts, you'll hear from some of our guests on some of the things that are on our bucket list. So we're talking about our top usually five items for each of us on what we want to accomplish before, as they say, that bucket spills over. Okay, we kick the bucket. So leading in, Michael Hopkins, we're going to lead in with Michael. So our top five items we're going to do with the whole panel. That's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Gary Hines. So, Michael, what's on your bucket list at number five?
Wow, okay. My number five is something that I've always wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
I've always wanted to fly a helicopter and also a fixed-winged airplane.
Though,
doing that to me has just been something that I've always wanted to do. And it didn't even have – well, no, I take that back. Part of it was because I was in the military, and that was something I actually wanted to do in the military, but at the time, I wasn't in a position to do it.
Mm.
You know, when you're in the military, if you really want to fly, say, for the military, it's a rigorous screening process, and I wore glasses, so when you're enlisted and you wear glasses, there's some extra things you got to go through and all that. So I never gave the dream up. I just held on to it while going through the business of life and family and kids and all of that. But it's just something. It fascinates me to this day. And especially, you know, military-type vehicles, planes and helicopters. And that's just something that before I just, boom, that's what I want to do. That's my number five on my list.
Wow. As you were speaking and saying, talking about the helicopter and the airplane, I was thinking military. And I was thinking how that's connected and how, okay, I can see you doing that, Brother Michael. And that's very interesting. And I can definitely see you doing that. Both of them, flying both of them. I can see you right now and being just as excited about it.
Yeah. Who in the world would ever think that that is not Michael Hopkins? Of course you want to fly planes. You are the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show right here on our network. I could see that Michael's number five. Fly a plane, fly a helicopter.
Definitely.
I could see him just flying like Superman. Anything out there. So, yeah, jetpack like the Jetsons. It's Michael Hopkins.
Hey, works for me.
Thank you, Michael. All right. So, Michael, that's your number five, Michael?
That's my number five. And I am quite sure, Nicole Marie, you have something that's just as exciting. That's your number five.
Well, my number five is I've always wanted to learn how to ski. Now,
ski.
I live in Mississippi. Yes, listen, yes, listen, listen.
Oh,
I live in Mississippi, but I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to the cold weather, and I'm used to the snow. So I've always wanted to go and stay at one of the mountain resorts, either like Colorado or Utah, and learn how to ski. So that is something that is on my list that I want to do.
Unreal. Unreal. I'm just blown away that your number five is about skiing.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I want to learn.
Well, I don't know because I don't ever think of too many black folks skiing. But I could be wrong because I think folks do ski out there.
They
do. They do.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of organizations out there.
You know,
what?
They do have the different groups, black groups that go to the different resorts.
Really? Yeah.
So, yes, there there are groups of us that do ski. It may not be a whole lot of people, but, I mean, we do. Black Ski Weekends.
Okay, wow. So what's the hot ski location then?
Well, the biggest one is Big Sky in Montana. There's Breckenridge or Vail in Colorado.
Jackson
Hole, Wyoming, I'm sorry.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Park City, Utah. Those are the top ones.
Wow.
The top
resorts. Listen to
sound like to me, Carrie, that she's been doing her research. So I think this is a dream that's going to come true.
I think you're right, Michael Hopkins. All right, Nicole Marie. So that's what your number five is, and you're sticking with it.
My number five. I'm sticking with it, Carrie. And what is your number five?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. My number five, guys. Yeah, you guys know that I come from a background in the amazing airline industry. So talking a little bit about flying like Michael, but I really don't want to fly the plane as I want to sit back and be flown. I want to return to Europe. I want to go back to some of my favorite memories. You guys know I've been to Europe many times. I've been to Paris about five times alone just to go and hang out. Spain and as well as London, and I've wanted to return back to France. That was my favorite European city that I traveled to, but also I wanted to go back to London. It was very expensive in terms of our money exchange and all that back in the day, but I would like to also go to London, but I say Paris. I want to return to Paris. I had a chance to go to the Louvre. I had a chance to see Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Champs-Élysées, L'Arc de Triomphe. I just enjoyed Paris and, you know, studying French and just being amongst the French and c'est la vie. That's life. So I'd like to do that. I want to go back. So my number five is a trip back to Paris. How does that sound?
Right.
And how does that sound?
Oh, I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, Carrie, actually, I was stationed in Germany in the early 80s, and that's one place I never got a chance to go to was Paris, France. And, I would have really have loved to have gone there because when you go to Europe, there's so much history.
Exactly.
And I never realized that it was just, you know, we read about it. We kind of say, oh, yeah, I would love to. But that's one thing I can say about the military. The military gives you that thing that you're allowed to go. And you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot because you're already in Europe. They sponsor trips for GIs, and some of my friends actually went to Paris. I mean, I traveled to Germany, but, yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have gone to Paris. It would have been beautiful.
Awesome. Okay.
Sounds very fascinating. You know, I had told you before that my dad was in the military and Air Force, and we had lived in Madrid, Spain. So we had the opportunity to travel to some different
places. And I've
been
to Madrid, too.
While
so
we
I
were
love
there.
That. Yeah.
However, Paris was not one. So that's always a place that's been very fascinating and, you know, definitely a place that sounds very nice to visit. And I can, I would love to be there myself.
Wow. Now you can see why it's my number five. Yes. So traveling back to France, back to Paris, to England, to Spain, to Madrid, all of that. I love it. It was just
fabulous
fantastic.
Places.
And I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I have to turn to Michael and Michael Hopkins. What's your number four?
Well, my number four is almost as exciting as my number five with the airplanes and helicopters. My number four is something that I've been doing for, ever since I was a teenager. I've been playing the guitar. And one of the things I really want is a guitar collection.
What?
Especially the older guitars.
You wanna create
a guitar collection.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know you were a musician, a guitar collection.
Well, you know how that is. We're all from, you and I are from Philadelphia. We had nothing but musicians there.
Okay. Wow.
But that's something that, that's something I've always wanted to do, especially the older guitars, the ones, a lot of them from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And even the 80s, believe it or not. Some of them are antiques. Some of them are just classic guitars. And some of my guitar heroes played those guitars. One of my favorite guitar heroes was Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I used to listen to him a lot. I mean, I still do from time to time. But he played that black Stratocaster, and that's what made me fall in love with playing the guitar. And I started learning, and here it is almost 50 years later.
Wow.
I can definitely see you doing that, Brother Michael. Do you practice and play your guitar now?
Not as much. Sometimes, I have little issues with my hands and wrists and all that, but I kind of fight through it because I just love it. Or I listen to my son play. I taught him a couple of chords, and the next thing you know, he took off.
Wow.
He's right-handed naturally, but he plays the guitar with his left hand.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, and he's really good at it, too. He's really good.
I have to say, I am just shocked that this is Michael's number four, playing the guitar, because I'm just imagining this now, and I can't shake this image, Nicole Marie.
I can picture this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I've seen
now.
Michael Hopkins with dressed in all purple garb, kind of like Prince, with all these curls on his head and a guitar around his neck singing When Doves Cry.
Hey, it works for me.
That's
I don't have, I don't have to wear that special spandex suit from the 80s, do I?
No, you'll be in your
don't
army
do that,
garb.
Michael.
Yeah. That's not good. You know, Nicole, Carrie, that's me and the spandex on the 80s. No, it's not looking too good right now.
Okay. We got to wash that image away. Well, listen, Michael's number four is all about guitar, playing the guitar collection. Amazing. Okay, Michael, I see that's why you're number four. What else do you have to say?
Love it. I love it. I still have a few classic guitars now.
Okay.
And, I mean, I just love them. I really do. It's soothing to me.
And what else? Yes. Well, we're going to keep it moving for the folks this morning. All right. Good choice. Number four.
And I just know after skiing, I know Nicole has something else. That's her number four.
Yes, I do. My number four is I've always been very intrigued and wanted to visit Dubai. in the Middle East.
Dubai.
And that is someplace, yes, that I want to visit. I've seen pictures. I've seen, you know, videos and so forth. Beautiful skylines. Also the world's tallest tower that's there. The beaches, the gold and spice marketplaces, the mall. I want to go and I want to experience that culture there in Dubai.
Wow, Dubai. I'm just saying bye-bye for Dubai. I'm not, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family have gone to Dubai, and I think it sounds amazing, but it sounds expensive. I think it's high as the sky to go to Dubai. That's why, no, I don't know.
I think it'll be worth the experience, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so, too. Hey, you might as well go with gusto, because when as you get older and you become an empty nester and you got the grandkids and all that, and it's just you and the spouse, it's just time to go do some things, you know, whatever it is you ever wanted to do. And that's what my wife and I, that's what we've been discovering, that we can get up now when we feel like it. We can just go do stuff. I have no school plays to go to. I got to write a note for my kid. Well, better than that, I think I better go to school on my kid's behalf. You know, we don't have to do any of that.
Okay.
But Dubai, oh, yeah, I mean, it really, from what I see, it really looks like a very inviting place. The clear water, the sand and all that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
okay.
And it looks like,
yeah,
that one building that they built that looks like a sail from a ship.
Right, right. Okay, well, Nicole Marie, I can see that number four is Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay. So, very interesting. Okay, so we're talking about Nicole Marie.
All right. Now, Carrie, what is your number four?
After
Paris, how do you top that?
Well, actually, and my top five, and folks out there, we are counting down our top five on our bucket list. Each of the co-hosts today with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and myself, Carrie Hines. Number four on my list today is kind of like I'm still in a travel mindset, not quite as far as Dubai. I'm thinking right next door down to Philadelphia to visit my family, something I have not done in a long time, which is visit family. And that, believe it or not, has to be a bucket list item for me because for you guys out there, I know it's not a bucket list item because you pretty much visit, you know, I hear you guys you're visiting family all the time. But me, I'm always in production mode all the way up here in Brooklyn, New York, away from everybody pretty much. I'm in isolation working for you guys. So I don't get a chance to go visit my family. And so when I come back from my trip to Paris, as you guys know, that's my number five, I'm going down to Philadelphia. Michael's home. It's actually my home, too. That's where I was born and raised in the early part of my life, down in Philadelphia. So I'm going to visit my family down in Philadelphia. That's what my story is for number four. All right.
That sounds great. Yeah, I can relate to that too, Carrie, because I know a lot of times I didn't get a chance to go home, visit family and all that because I was too busy running halfway across the planet, doing all kinds of things and then raising a family and all that. So a lot of my cousins and aunts and uncles, they never got a chance to just go home sometime and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month just visiting with all of them.
Wow.
I never got
that's
a chance.
Amazing.
But yeah. And I had some very historical in other words, I had some aunts and uncles that could tell our family's story.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that I miss from that, but still have another generation of cousins that I just need to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, for making that make sense as well. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I love that, Carrie, and I can definitely see, you know, you do put a lot of time and effort into work. So I can definitely see you, you know, taking the time to go and spend time with your family, you know, enjoy being back home and being with them, because family is so, so important. Me living here in Mississippi, a lot of my family is still in Ohio, but at least twice a year we go either during the summer and then we either go for Thanksgiving or Christmas to spend time. It's so, so very important. So I can definitely relate to that and see how you would definitely want to spend time with your family.
That's my
number four. Lot of time.
Yes. Heading down to Philadelphia. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And we're still doing our amazing bucket list countdown today. So we're kind of moving along here. And at number three, Michael, what is your number three?
Oh, now this one you guys are going to really kind of say, what? Really? Believe it or not, I want a toy collection.
Toy collection.
Grown man playing with toys.
What type of toys?
The type of toys that I grew up with as a kid in the 60s.
The distinction of that, Nicole.
Yeah. Like, am I in trouble. Like, I give you an example, like the G.I. Joes, Tonka trucks, Nylon trucks, all the things like that I grew up with as a little boy. I see all this stuff now. You can buy it on the internet. You know, you can go to eBay and I started collecting this stuff few years ago, and it got to the point in our bedroom, I had so much stuff in boxes, the boxes almost fell on top of my wife, and she said, you know what?
Oh, no.
I think this thing is getting a little out of hand here.
Wow.
Because I just got carried away. And it just all started when I saw one of those old toys on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace. And I bought it. I just out of, you know, impulse. I say, oh, man, I think I'll buy this. And then after you buy one, the next thing you know, then you buy another one to complement the first one. And it just goes on and on and on. But it was an enjoyable time, you know, when you grow up. And plus, I got a chance to, my little grandson, he'd never seen stuff like this. So him and I would play truck.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I love the toy collection idea, Michael, because I think that growing up, the toys then were definitely different than now. The construction of the toys and so forth is definitely not the same, and they're just different. Even the dolls and so forth are different. So having toys from the time when you grew up and bring back those memories of different things that you did, who you were playing with and so forth. I think that's very important. And I love that.
I just remember Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
The red one and the blue one.
Yes, I love them. And I wish I had a Rock'em Sock'em Robot right now, because I'd be playing it. I'm going to have to go, like Michael said, on eBay and take a look for it. I also, well, like Michael, we have something in common that I didn't know until this very day. And that is that I also had a G.I. Joe, and who was an action figure. See, the boys played with action. We didn't play with dolls. Well, back then we didn't. Today's a new day.
Yeah.
But we were playing with action figures. And my action figure, I had G.I. Joe. I had the black G.I. Joe. And you should have seen what they made the hair out of for poor G.I. Joe.
Didn't he have a beard, too?
He had a beard. I had, you know, G.I. Joe. But I love G.I. Joe. He had on his army gear, by the way, Michael. He had on his fatigues, and it was
incredible. Only way
so
to go.
Loved... Yeah, so that was G.I. Joe. But believe it or not, when I was a kid, I wanted
There was the guy that jumped over all the with the motorcycle, Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted my friend Chung Ho down the street had Evel Knievel. And so he used to play with his Evel Knievel, and I was playing with G.I. Joe. And so you bring back great memories,
oh, yeah.
Michael.
Great
and
memories.
Then we played
oh,
Rock'em Sock'em and the Big Wheel.
Remember them, too.
Woo!
Oh, and the Big Wheel.
Right.
Oh, man, I remember because a little kid down the street, Jeffrey, that was his name. He had one.
Yeah,
when
that
was
one of the
most good
old days. All right. Okay. All right, so sounds good. So I'm tossing it back, Michael. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that. Number
oh,
three.
Sound
I
like a plan.
You like the toy collection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. I mean, we didn't, with Nicole, we've been through skis in Dubai.
And Dubai.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is next, Nicole? What's your number
what's
four?
Number
three,
three
rather.
Number
I'm
three.
Sorry.
We're down
number
to
three.
Number three.
Yeah.
And my number three is I would like to learn sign language.
Wow.
I would like to be,
oh, okay.
Yes. I would
wow.
like to be able to learn and be so good that I'm able to interpret and be able to communicate with people that are hearing impaired. Right
wow.
now, I actually work with students that have special needs, and I think it would be a great addition to know how to sign.
Wow.
So it's something that I just want to do.
Well, that is incredible.
Would love to do.
And I
yes.
could just see Nicole Marie back there behind the president signing
oh,
his
yes.
speech and
oh,
going
yes.
all off track.
Okay.
No,
or a
I would
whole
see
other
exactly
story
what
than
said.
What the president
no.
is saying. I just see it now. You know, well, listen, I just think, first of all, how altruistic to be concerned with folks who are hearing impaired and how they understand and to be part of the communication process for them to facilitate
yeah,
that.
Very important.
So,
very
yes,
important.
Very important. So I am just blown away. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to me. I had that fine opportunity, as we call it in the Army, to learn sign language.
Wow.
Back late 70s, early 80s, before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I studied sign language.
Wow.
I studied it. I went to several college classes for it.
Wow. So you guys can communicate.
Right.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a... The way it's so beautiful, the sign language, and the signs make sense once you start to study and you start to understand. Sometimes I used to have people that actually thought I was hearing impaired because I'd be
wow.
signing to somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember I scared one person one day on the subway back in Philly.
Wow.
And I was signing to somebody and waved bye to them. And I think the person went to do something, and I started talking to him.
Oh, my.
And the person just jumped. They're like, what? You can talk? Well, yeah.
Wow.
So, but that is
okay.
beautiful.
I can see why Nicole Marie wants to learn to sign.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie,
Michael,
that's your number three.
When I start learning, I'll call you and we'll practice. We'll have to do a Zoom or FaceTime
yeah.
or something so we can practice.
I'm loving it. I'm loving
yep.
it. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Straight number three, learning to sign Nicole Marie.
Now, Carrie, moving on,
yes.
what is your number three? We had
my
you visiting Paris and your family. What's next?
Yes, exactly. No, my number three is something that I've already done, but I want to do again real soon. And that is, I want to complete my next book. And
nice.
Something that has really, I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, as you guys know, and several other things that I've written and done for other folks as well. That's part of what we do at Hair Radio. But I want to publish a book to help other folks publish books and to promote their books. And I always get a lot of folks asking me about our aspect of publishing and stuff, and I want to be, I think I was encouraged to pull together a whole series of books. If I didn't, and I want to, that is my ongoing retirement career, if you will. I'll just be writing, churning out one book after the next. So, you know, you'll always have Carrie and my legacy around. That's my number three, is to write my next book.
Yeah, that definitely is a worthy, very worthy thing, because that's leaving a legacy, and a lot of people never get a chance to leave a legacy. You write a book, and that book will be around the next, 500 years?
Longer.
Yeah, longer, yeah. I mean, that's the, we still read hieroglyphics, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it is perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
That is absolutely wonderful. I love that, Carrie. I have been a co-author in two books, but I would definitely see how that's valuable and would love to actually know how to do it myself.
Oh, awesome. Wow. We might have a new project, on the horizon. Awesome.
Most definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
Now you can see why that's my number three. All right. And that's to write my next book, my next bestseller, as we say here at Hair Radio. And that's what we've been doing. If you guys out there are just kind of tuning in, we're at number two today on our countdown of our bucket list items, our top five bucket list items, with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Number two, we're going to ask Michael Hopkins, what's at number two for Michael?
Oh, now, this number two, this one, you guys will not see this one coming on my number two. Believe it or not, I want a truck collection of old trucks, believe it or not. You know, real trucks, big trucks, little trucks, domestic trucks, military trucks. That's something I've always dreamed about.
Okay. You want to create a truck. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. One of the things, you know, like along with the truck thing, and it just fits right in it, I want to get my CDL for truck and for bus.
All right.
I know
I
that seems
see
kind of
happening.
Odd. I just like old trucks, you know, old tractor trailers, the kind of trucks we grew up with, 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s, pickup trucks, old pickup trucks, and military vehicles, the kind I used to ride in the military, 2.5-ton trucks, 5 tons, tractor trailers.
Interesting.
It's just something, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but it's something about the smell in the inside of those old vehicles, and they ride rough, and you got to manhandle them. You almost got to be Hercules to drive them.
Well, now, we don't say manhandle anymore. We say person handle.
Okay, person handle.
Politically correct.
Politically correct. But it's fun driving them. It really is.
All right. Sounds good to
me. Now, Michael, I'm a little surprised that you said truck collection, because you're always going to different car shows and posting different cars and so forth. So I thought that you would say car collection, which is sports car and all the other the pictures that you post of the car.
Well, we're not going to see, because that might be next on his list. So we're going to let him stay with his truck collection for now.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Sounds good so far.
All right. Well, listen, I am just blown away at the idea of a truck collection for Michael Hopkins. I'm just really blown away. I think this is awesome. And I think most of us would like a brand new truck. I'd like a new truck outside my door too. But not the whole collection. But one red shiny truck would be great. Pickup style, like I'm in the South. Pickup style.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So I can see a good choice, Michael Hawkins. I'm tossing it back to you.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Dubai, skis, family.
Yeah.
What's next on your list?
For the Comerie, yeah.
Yes.
Next on my list is I want to attend a Wimbledon tennis match. I am a fan. I actually play tennis myself, and I would just love to travel to London and attend a Wimbledon match. Now, I would love to see Venus and Serena because I love them, but just being there at a match, you know, watching anyone there, just being in the midst, in the atmosphere, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Oh, my. A Wimbledon tennis match.
Yes.
Yeah, Wimbledon. You want to go to do the Wimbledon. I love that you, Nicole Marie, are a tennis fan, and I know that your daughter takes tennis lessons.
Yeah.
And, see, I remember that, and you fans out there now know that, too. And I think that is great. I had the chance in New York because they do this thing. I think it was the Virginia Slims. I forget. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But I went to a tennis match, and for the first time in my life, so I got a chance to see. They have what they do here in New York. They do a seasonal thing where you get to come out and work those. People had jobs.
Okay.
I had friends who worked at every time it came each year. And so I got a chance to go to the tennis match. And, yes, our heads look in unison and one direction then the other. Boop, 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 boop. So I could see where number two for you, Nicole Marie, is all about the tennis ball.
Yes.
All right. Well,
and I didn't even know. Nicole Marie, I didn't even know you were involved in the tennis realm. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Wow, I have learned something new.
That's what this is all about.
You know, Carrie, I might have to change my list. that tennis thing is, I mean, it is interesting. I'd have to, you know, put my neck in check a little bit, you know, with the arthritis. I'd have to just look a little slower than anybody else and everybody. But, no, it looks fascinating to me it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They train very hard for that, and it's a lot of coordination, you know, hand coordination, and it's strategy, too. Tennis is a strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I can see, because I know that Nicole Marie is one of the biggest strategists out there, so I can see why that's number two on her list today.
Oh,
Nicole
Marie,
we're talking back to you. Yes.
All right. Now, Carrie, next up is your number two. What's next?
Well, my number two, Nicole Marie, Michael Hawkins, and all the fans up there, my number two is to create a documentary that I call Radiomentary. And that is where we kind of talk about it. Now the style is everybody does a documentary. And for those of you who may not be as familiar, documentary is where a person, it could be whatever it is, they're telling a story. And there are many different styles. You guys got to Google the word documentary. There are many different styles of documentary. Some feature close-up testimonials, others just someone telling a story with pictures. There's so many different things. So I'm intrigued and fascinated by the idea of doing a documentary on my life and sharing that with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's my number two. My number two is a documentary.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. I mean, that's just another way of leaving a legacy.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Hopkins. Wow.
That would be an amazing story. Yes, most definitely. Just everything that has gone on in your life and how, you know, everything has come to be. Oh, that would be just an amazing story. You have to do that, Terry. You have to do that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And so we are down to, okay, we need a drum roll for this.
Uh-oh, drum roll, please.
Number one. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody what you've been listening to is a countdown of our top five bucket list items with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And with a quick review before we get to number one. At number five for Michael Hopkins was to fly a plane. Number four, a guitar collection. Number three, a toy collection. Lots of collections for Michael Hopkins. And his number two choice, of course, another type of collection, a truck collection. And so real nice choices. We're going to get to Michael with his number one top bucket list item of all time in just a bit. Nicole Marie, her number five, a ski trip. Number four was Dubai, of visiting Dubai. And number three, learning to sign language. And number two for our own Nicole Marie, Wimbledon, visiting Wimbledon, and taking in one of those great tennis matches. For me, Carrie Hines, well, kind of like Nicole Marie, I wanted to travel. Top of my top five list on my countdown, number five was to go to Paris, France, to go back to Europe. It's been many years since I've traveled there, and I've been several times overseas. But I would love to go back. At number four, I wanted to do another trip, but this time not so far, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to visit family. Family I haven't seen since I've been doing the Hey Radio Morning Show for you guys. I'm going to blame you guys out there. Number three on my list is definitely something that I will get to, and that is my next book, my next bestseller that you guys have inspired. Number two on my list, write a documentary. So along the same idea. And what's interesting, as we get to the top of this number one list, guys, and Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, have you guys noticed anything that surprised you about, before we get to our number one, was there anything that surprised you about learning about some of our bucket list items? Like, to me, I found it fascinating that of Michael's list, I think three items so far were all collections that he wanted to kind of assemble and put together.
Right.
I found that to be fascinating.
Right.
Nicole Marie.
And I was most surprised by the guitar collection.
The guitar that he, that was surprising too. I didn't know he had the music gene. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to hear some of this. We really are. And it's nice that you inspired your son, Michael, to play as well. So great stories. And like Michael flying a plane, I want to get on a plane, but I don't want to fly. But, Michael, you can fly me over to Paris. I'll take that. And, Nicole Marie, what can I say? I mean, of course, learning sign language is something that is super, super incredible. And what a great item to have on your top five and to be something that you accomplish. And that's something that's not far reaching. You can start these bucket list items today. Today. And so great items, everybody. And now, what you've all been waiting for, the number ones from Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. What is the number one item on our bucket list that we're going to talk about? Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow. My number one thing, and actually Nicole had guessed it, my number one thing is that I want a classic car collection. My wife and I
do another collection.
Yeah. My wife and I have always dreamed about having a classic car collection with at least 40 cars in it.
Oh, wow.
Always dreamed about that. And most of the cars, they'll be like old hot rods because that's something I'm just really into. I've been into that ever since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
Old hot rods from the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. It's just something I've always loved. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Classics, old Cadillacs, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs. Even, what's that one? Studebakers, 44s, that's one of my favorites. 40 and 41 Fords, old Chevrolets from the 50s, from the 60s, even like earlier, Model Ts, Model As. They're just so much a part of our history. And I just love looking at those cars and touching them and sitting in them and the old smells and all that.
We get the picture here, okay.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Choices, Michael.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, Michael, like I said, I had already brought that up when we were back on number two, so I can definitely see this.
Yeah. We all can.
I can see your car collection, yes. Definitely. So I'm not surprised about your number one.
All right. Well, listen, I am. Because I said, well, Michael is not going to go with the cars. I thought about it for a moment. I said, no, he's got a toy collection, a truck collection, and we probably should have figured. See, I thought he was going to go for a train collection. He talked about planes.
Oh.
He talked about all kinds of methods of travel.
Right.
He really did. So I thought he was going to go the train route. He didn't. He went to the classic car route.
Yes.
So real interesting. Michael, great choice. Okay. Well, I'm very impressed. Michael, I'm tossing it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I tell you one thing. I want to see Nicole Marie. Top my car collection. I can't wait. let's see you top my car collection.
Well, my number one is a little different. It's not any type of collection. Mine is also another travel venture. And I want to go to Africa.
Ooh.
And I want to go on an African safari. And then tour around Africa to different places.
Wow.
Okay. I didn't see that coming. I guess you did beat me out, didn't you?
At all. African safari, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
African safari,
yes. That is incredible. That's your number one. I think that's awesome. You know, so you want to be out there with the animals and all of that, the safaris out there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and
I want to tour the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you want the continent of Africa.
Experience the culture.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I want to make sure folks know, there are lots of different countries over there in Africa. And and it's not all, even though we have a lot of safari areas there, and it really is the mecca for that. They're quite, you know, industrialized, just like here in America. We don't want folks thinking that that's all that's there. So it's
exactly.
Not just a Tarzan-type movie, folks. It is
an incredible society,
and it's an incredible continent with all kinds of earthly riches. So we love Africa. We shout out our fans and our Hair Radio Africa
most
folks.
Most definitely, yes.
While you're there, you can visit Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and South Africa and East Africa.
So many places to visit.
You know, Kenya, and yes, go over across the diaspora of the continent of Africa. All right.
I definitely want to go to Ghana and Nigeria. I know those
yes,
two.
Me too. Well, you know what? This is time for you to start. They've got those, but they've got a whole lot more out there. So time to Google. Okay, so I'm tossing it back to you, Nicole Marie.
incredible, number one, okay?
All right, Carrie. Up to your number one. What's next?
Oh, I am the – okay, and I guess I get to say the final word here.
Yeah.
My final choice. All right. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say again, it has been awesome to do this with each of you. I've learned a lot that I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know these things. And to know that you're inspiring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to not wait to make it a bucket list item, but to pursue these dreams and make them into reality each and every day. And we're a reminder to do that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So my number one today, and that is something that I'm passionate about for the hair and beauty community. It has always been my dream to establish a retirement community, a retirement home that is set up for people who have contributed part of their careers or their careers and given so much to the hair and beauty industry. And so that's what I'd like to do, a retirement home or a retirement community for the hair and beauty folks. And so I'm looking to do that. That's my dream, to establish that.
That would work.
Wow.
That would definitely work. That right there, Carrie, I mean, that's something that nobody has, that I know of, has gone in that type of direction for the hair and beauty industry.
Thank you. Pretty much.
You know, I've never seen anybody go in that direction with that.
Thank you.
I think it would work.
And I'm going to do just that. I have a plan already that's in motion to set that up. Interesting.
Great. Now, Carrie, I must say for your top five list,
yes,
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Number five down to number two, I wasn't surprised because that's definitely you. Getting to know you, those things right there are definitely you. And even number one, I'm surprised just because, okay, retirement community, but I'm not surprised because it's you. Because everything you do is new, on the cutting edge, it's organic, it's different, it's creative, and that's what you always create.
Thank you.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Oh, and I think that's a great idea.
The retirement community is a great idea.
Thank you very much. It would give me great joy to continue my journey.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as my incredible colleagues. Right here, we're talking with the one and only Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I just want to say again, thank you guys out there for joining us and shouting out the fans of the Upscale Magazine Radio and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and fans all over the world. We'll see you next time.
I'm your sister. going down. It really going down. Just one of those days, yeah. You did the right thing to keep me moving on, to keep me going strong. What else can I say?
Friends are there through thick and thin.
Well, I've been through that, and I believe that it's automatic.
Call me when you need a friend,
'cause I'm your sister, and always for you.
Wonderful live show today. A little before 9 a.m. Eastern, right here in New York City. It's Wednesday, July 20th of 2022. It's our show number 728. It's been an incredible broadcast. And Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, where it's just coming up on 8 o'clock time there in the Central Time Zone. Yeah. So tomorrow, listen, I want to just let folks know we got a very special guest. You're not going to know who it is until you tune in tomorrow. So listen tomorrow. Very special guest at 8
Stay
o'clock.
Tuned.
Yeah, Mitchell, we've got some other wonderful updates. We're going to start to bring some surprises in. I've got to give a whole bunch of updates on our event. We have some amazing events that are coming up. We've got to talk about it and some surprises. And I'll be traveling out to California for one of those events. We'll talk about it tomorrow. New music tomorrow. We're going to do some music tributes. And, of course, again, our heartfelt thank you and just well wishes to everybody who's tuned in and to Upscale Magazine Radio, where you can hear this broadcast replay around the clock as well. They're there now. Go to upscalemagazineradio.com. And we're just wishing everybody well and sending our well wishes to Morrow's, Cheryl Morrow and her family out in San Diego on the loss of Willie Morrow, and we'll have more on that as we continue to move forward. Listen, I'm going to get the outro now, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Nicole Marie, great job. Thanks, Michael, and thanks, Blue. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Yes, thank you.
All right, here's the outro, folks. Make it a good day. Got to always get that in.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close.
But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again.